All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, the coronavirus has turned our world upside down, but so many are rolling with the punches. Not only are some teachers getting out of their comfort zone doing those live lessons via the web, but entertainers are performing that way as well. Keith Urban live streamed a concert from his warehouse Monday night with the help from Nicole Kidman. Yeah, at one point, Urban joked that the room reminded of him of his club days. Mm-hmm. And then Kidman gave him a little crack, an audience of one. Urban also said this might be the first of a few shows he live streams during the pandemic. He was supposed to play in Houston on Monday night, but the show was obviously canceled.
I actually watched one yesterday.
Did you watch one yesterday?
Yeah, one of the bands I like, the Dropkick Murphys, always do a St. Paddy's Day show in Boston, which they couldn't happen, but they actually got it. They live streamed. It was like an hour and a half. We were watching it on the TV, and another jacked-up band we saw, the Brooklyn Charmers, the guys I used to play with, they're doing a show this Saturday or next Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, they're good.
The same thing. And musicians really have to come together because it's their livelihood, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's so fun, too,
and
because
so
we're all,
yeah,
you know, cooped up looking for things to watch. So, meanwhile, Tom Hanks and Rita Williams have reportedly been released from an Australian hospital after their diagnosis of the coronavirus.
That's good.
They're now self-quarantining at their rental home down under. Their son, Chet, says they're out of the hospital. They're feeling a lot better. So, yeah, that's great news. Well, the Billboard Music Awards and Tennis French Open were both postponed on Tuesday. The BBMAs were set for April 29th. It's not certain when the new date will be. And the French Open was scheduled to start on May 24th, but they've actually moved that one to September 20th.
All right.
Well, a U.S. District Court judge tossed out a guilty verdict against Katy Perry and others over claims they stole parts of the song for her 2013 hit single Dark Horse. The judge just wiped out that $2.8 million jury verdict that had been levied against her and her production team last year. He ruled that the original riff just wasn't unique enough to be protectable, so the team could not have stolen it. I think we talked about that one before, and didn't see it.
We weren't really catching on it. I remember.
Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are expected to sign free agent quarterback Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but he's expected to become a Buccaneer barring any unforeseen circumstances. Brady said goodbye to the Patriots on Instagram on Tuesday. He won 6 Super Bowl titles and made 41 playoff starts for the Patriots.
Yeah, but what?